think one of the big things you're going to pick up from here is this whole thing came together because of the team, not because of me. It's totally not because of me. Learning to be a friend, living the code, being okay to ask for help. And also, I think Dr. Liu said this when he spoke about being part of the SEALs, is that he understood that it won't be 50-50 all the time. You and I won't always do the same share of work, but a true friend doesn't care. Sometimes he or she will do more and you will do less. They will carry you when you need to be carried. You'll do vice versa, and that's really what he's done for me. There's been many times where he's carried me. Sometimes I carry you. Come on, man, a little bit. But this event really just came to fruition because he helped push me out of that, you know, comfort zone. As much as I try to enjoy being scared of shit, I still was real solid with doing those smaller seminars. And even with this, I was like, damn, fucking 50 people just freaking me out. I was like, I don't think I'm doing this. Fucking dude's like, tell me yesterday. He's like, and by the way, we already decided that we won't let you not do it. So that's what a friend does. They push you to become better for you because they know they're just trying to help you become better. That's what he does. He's made me a better person, a better friend, a better coach. So I seem better with everything I'm doing lately. You know, I give a lot of my thanks to my family and Paulie and where TC go. Top Gun TC is like, you know, those guys, that's my team right there. Without that team, I can't succeed. He's definitely going to be giving you guys stuff that's hard-hitting. I know it. It's going to be very powerful. Every time we talk, you know, even though, you know, we talk friendship stuff, entrepreneurs always end up talking about business stuff. And many, many of the forward-thinking ideas, the bigger-thinking ideas come when we sit down and talk and just talk life. So this is going to be a real powerful time, just like every other speaker had so much powerful stuff to talk about. But, you know, I'm telling you guys straight up, this shit happened because Paulie and TC just fucking stood by me through knowing they probably knew. They're like, watch this. This guy don't know what the fuck he's going to do with this big hotel. So, you know, listen to him. Please give him a round of applause because this is going on.
I could say, you know, all the things that Zach means to me, but I wouldn't be able to get through it without just being a puddle of tears. But there's a lot of guys in this room that I've got really strong friendships with, and that's really why I like doing these events. We do, a different seminar. We have masterminds and stuff like that. It's not really a business for us as much as it really is just kind of a labor of love. There's a few interesting things, some funny things I'd like to add, just listening to the other speakers. When Jason C. Brown talked about how he told everybody he was a male, you know, adult film actor, you know, I used to, when my wife and I were looking for a house, because I came from baseball industry, right? So I spent 14 years professional baseball. I've run Yogi Berra's camps for 11 years, been around a lot of famous baseball players. So the minute, like, somebody on the outside hears baseball, it's like, fuck, you know, and it's just, you know, they're going to talk about their grandfather once went to a Yankee game in 1952 and saw Yogi Berra, and I don't care, you know. So I just can't, when we're out looking for houses, or, you know, there's always that question, you know, the real estate agent's going to ask, you know. And my wife always knew what I was going to do, right? So, you know, it comes to that point where they're showing you the house and you're walking through, and because I actually have done some work helping develop marketing stuff in real estate, I know when the question's going to be asked. So I'm just fucking waiting for it. And my wife is just like, oh, my God. So, Mr. Reddick, what kind of work do you do? So, you know, obviously I'm not going to say baseball. So I had to come up with something really awesome. So the last time we were out looking for houses, I said, you know, when they come with that question, I go, I make house beats. And there's that little pause just like, and they're like, what? What? I'm like, do you ever been to a club? It's like, that's what I do. And they fucking look at you like, oh, really? That's very nice. Because that conversation's over. They've got nothing. It's just mind-fucking them the rest of the time. Like, this guy makes house beats. You know, they expect guy nose rings and shit like that. But that works like gold. And the other thing with Quattro Deuce said about how the movie, was it Red Dawn, changed your life? I'm going to tell you the movie that changed my life was The Karate Kid. I watched that shit, right, when it came on HBO. Right, it wasn't a big deal in the movies, right? And I was waiting for my brother to come down. I was fucking like, oh, right? And he was fucking like, boom. And that changed my life. I remember got my ass whipped more than when I went up into that shit. You know, and I watched it again. Maybe I'm not doing it. Maybe I'm going into it too early and shit. And every time, boom, you know, it just knocked me right on my ass, man. But one of the things I cherish from the friendships I have in this room are the fun times. And yesterday, we had a really fun time with Smitty. And you guys all know Uncle Mike. So me, Uncle Mike, and Zach, you know, are really tight, and TC. So we like to go surfing and do all kinds of, like, fun stuff. So we thought, hey, let's just be awesome. Let's put Smitty on a stand-up paddleboard. Right? So, like, I can surf a little. Uncle Mike can surf a lot, right? Uncle Mike's, like, king of the ocean. He's, like, Aquaman's, like, right here, and Uncle Mike's, like, right there. And Zach is, like, the kind of surfer that just attracts the sharks. He just looks like a fucking wounded seal, just friggin' out there, you know. Zach's out there also, you fucking see that shit coming around. So we said, hey, Smitty will be driving like 5.5 hours in. His hips will be fucking tight as shit. Let's put him on a fucking paddleboard and stick him out in the ocean. Right? Done. Right? So I'm fucking with him for like a week. I go, are you ready for this? You know, me and Mike got a special workout if you get here early enough. Then he's like, oh, I'm like an hour delayed. No problem. We'll wait. You know, I was like, don't wait for me. No worries, bro. We got you. I go, are you scared yet? He goes, no, I am now. I got this text message. And I was like, can you swim? He's like, what was your nickname?
With a name like Rock, what do you think?
Rock, yeah. So I'm going to show you what we did to him yesterday. We had a little bit of fun with him. So here he is in his wetsuit.
This is 2 minutes after getting out of the car, like 5 hours.
It was a little snug. So that's like the zinc oxide you put on your nose. It's usually white. But the biggest asshole on the beach in New Jersey is wearing the pastel bright pink. We put that shit all over him. Oh, just hit it again. Dude, we just put it all over his eye. Watch the end, is Chris.
Wherever you want. All right, here's your phone. It's still going. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back for more footage.
He comes out. He goes by the outside of the gym at Mike's gym. He looks in the window. He goes, dude, it's fucking yellow. And then as he was in the water and he's sweating, it starts running down and he's wiping it. And then it was one point where it was all over his mustache and it looked like he had a yellow mustache. And it's still in your eyebrow. And we got sucked into like a current too. We had to like tow him out. And I say, Smitty, just grab the back of my board. And I'm just like, I'm like fucking shit up. I think I'm just like digging and digging and digging. And I look up after 50 paddles, and we hadn't moved an inch, right? And he's like, Mike, you're gonna die. You know, you're not gonna die, dude. Yeah. And then me and Mike are fucking with him. Like, are those guys chumming out there? You only chum when you want sharks. Yeah.
Guys, I'll tell you. If they have, like, you know, if you're ever in one of the business groups and they're like, hey, come to the beach with us. I've been caught in during Todd Uncle Mike, and he quickly disassociated himself with me. Let me tell you, I told Quas Reduce and Andrew that story.
That shit was scary. I said, you never should have taken me.
That was scary.
So I didn't say, hey, go to the beach. Say, take me to the go. Let's do the river.
Well, I was trying to get out of the river. I looked over like actually, come on. Yeah, they were running.
I had to move an inch, and I look up. Uncle Mike is standing on his paddleboard, circling.
This is a 13-foot paddleboard, like 4.5 feet. This is like, right. Are you gonna land in a standing plane on this thing? Yeah. You spent more time in the water than actually like on the board, but. If you'd have looked at the right moment, if you were walking by the beach and you went like this, and you caught it, you'd be like, that guy's fucking killing it. There was like 1.6 seconds there where he was like, shh, you know? That was great. All right.
We have a lot of good
I know. That is another great story. Here's what I want you to do. Take out a clean sheet of paper. What I'm going to do in this next hour or whatever time we have when Zach tells me to stop, you know, you guys have got a ton. You, by the way, if you don't know it by now, you've already gotten everything that you've paid for and more. And if you don't think you have, then there's another problem that you have to deal with. You need to go to a different type of seminar because you got everything. Okay, just some of the things you learn from Quattro Deuce, from Brendan and Zach and Ricky. One thing can pay for this thing multiple times over. And if you don't find that return on investment, you're crazy. And actually, you should be looking for that time. You should be actively measuring and watching it when that return comes. That was one thing I learned. And look, now we have this because we lose track of it. We lose track of little things. All right, old phrase, little hinges swing big doors. Okay? On that clean sheet of paper, I want you to write down three character traits or words or attributes that you think of when you think of Zach. Three things, real quick, 10 seconds. What I'll hopefully do is I'm going to hopefully give you a little bit of direction with that mindset, the stuff that you got, and give you a little bit of ways that you can multiply it and turn it into good business. Okay, who's got three they want to share? We'll go three people. Share three. Ricky D, and then we'll go to you.
Friend, passionate leader. Hustler, motivator, crazy, psyched, driven. Real man driven.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. On those three things, right? How you got them? I want you to put like an equal sign next to them. Okay? And then put your name. Because here's something you guys have to understand without a doubt. You cannot recognize a power, a characteristic, a trait in someone else unless you possess it. You did not get in this room because you don't see anything in him that doesn't pre-exist in yourself. It's impossible to see it. A fisherman can spot another fisherman. You guys have to understand, and when somebody, a speaker gets up in front of the room, we tend to give all the credit to the speaker in front of the room. No, that's wrong. The credit goes to you if you accept and you understand and you can take and then put wisdom into action. Because anybody can just listen to it and hear it. If you recognize something as wisdom, if you recognize something as powerful, and then you put it into action, the credit belongs to you because you can't do that unless it already exists in you. Does that make sense? I spent a long time as a baseball scout, and there are guys who are just major leaguers. It's the way it is. David Wells. You guys all know who David Wells is? Big fat pitcher for the Yankees, showed up hungover, threw a no-hitter. Right? There are guys you could just bet that are just major leaguers, and then there are guys who will work their ass off, have a little bit of the talent, and never get out of it. But there are just guys who are major leaguers and guys who aren't. Right? And if you are in this room, you're not only a part of the people that recognize those character traits of Zach, but you have to now assign them to yourself. But now from that big pool of people that are big fans of Zach, you have now separated yourself and made a commitment, taking 2 days out of your schedule, come here. It puts you in a whole nother league. And we call it playing NFL football. A lot of business people we deal with, Zach and I, we talk about doing those mind fuck days, are playing fantasy league. Playing fantasy football. You're playing fantasy football with your businesses. I think it was Quattro Deuce said you have a hobby. You have a hobby and not a business. That's true. That's true. That's fantasy league. It's the equivalent of me and TC putting on Yankee uniforms and going out and playing catch. We look like dicks. All right, we're saying, hey, we're in the Yankees, man. We're just like Jeter. You know what? We can pretend we're Jeter. We could put on the same clothes. We could walk like him. We could talk like him. But you know what happens? You know when we find out we're not Jeter? When the game starts. And that's the difference. You guys have to get into the game and start playing NFL football. So we're going to talk about I'm going to give you marketing things that you can take all this fire and this passion that you guys have gotten from these guys. If you haven't sucked up their energy, I don't know what to say, right? If you haven't, I mean, Ricky D reminds, every time I think of Ricky D, I think of that scene from Jerry Maguire when Jerry's like doing, you know, he's going all fired up and he's kicking and Cuba Gooding Jr. sitting there and Jerry walks out and Cuba Gooding goes, I'm all heart, motherfucker. That's Ricky to me. I always think that's like, that part was like written for Ricky. And that's what you guys, you know, we talk, you guys have heard that heart, 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 and mindset all day long. And if you haven't, you got to use their energy. Like Zach and I, we talk about the energy we get from each other. And I'm going to show you, share with you something at the end of this talk that's going to be a story you'll never forget on how you can get energy from others. So when you take those three words, okay, I'm going to take you through a few things. Your current reality. This is going to be a painful thing. One of the things Zach talked about, our code of friendship that we have with a few of the guys here in this room, like the little secret group. We have a 10-point code. And here's some of the times it's hard truths that you have to accept. And we don't want to face them. But, you know, as you guys have heard, I don't have to go into the mindset. But if you can't read that, it says your life is perfectly designed for the results you're getting. Can you walk outside and see somebody walking down the hall and tell me roughly what their diet and training routine is? You sure can. The same way I can look at your business in 2 seconds and I can tell you what your habits are. I can tell you exactly what you're doing. I can tell you exactly what you're designed for. So whatever results you've got is what you're designed for right now. So you've got really two options. You can change the design and limit it and go the other way. Or you can change yourself and move in a different direction. Okay? The second thing you need to create is habits. You are perfectly disciplined for the habits you now have. Your diet habits, you are perfectly disciplined to keep the diet at the health state you have, your fitness, your training. And we're talking about business. The business habits you have right now are the ones you're disciplined for. So again, you have two choices. You can accept it. You can change what you want from your business, or you can change your habits. You heard a lot of talk today about it's not all about the money. Honestly, let's see who's full of shit and who's not. Honestly, how many people really believe that? Really believe it's not all about the money? I'm not going to say you're wrong. One guy here knows it. Right? I'm going to tell you this. It's not all about the money. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and get all the fucking money that you can. I want wheelbarrows of shit going into your house. I want you just fucking making it rain, okay, all day long. Because here's the thing. You will not understand that it's not about money until you have enough of it. And then you get out there and you see that once you have money to buy things that you thought you wanted, you no longer want those things. So the only way you can actually get out there and experience it is to go get all the money that you can. Then you'll realize it's not about money. And it's the difference. A lot of guys, you heard about their survival, right? Being surviving in their business. And I went through that. Zach and I talk about it all the time, our early phase, working 20 hours, you know, doing bullshit work for people. You know, I worked for a guy named Tom Howe for a few years. He's like generally known as the greatest pitching coach ever lived. I was like his complete dick boy. I mean, I just, you know, I did his PowerPoints, made his plane reservations, I did everything. I mean, but that's what it was, and that's what I did. And I went to work another guy, Ray Korn. I was his dick boy, and that's just kind of that's the way it was. And we built this. You know, Zach and I have a similar thing, and he's kind of from sports and really from training. And I'm really from sports and kind of from training. But we both came up with this, you know, kind of digging down this strong base of knowledge. But you guys go from survival mode, and it's okay to stay in survival for a little bit of time, but you can't hang out there. You pass through survival, you go to success. And some of you guys have success in this room. What I'm going to share with you today is what's going to move you from success to significance. Get out of being in survival. There's a habit in, I don't know if it's just like the sports coaches and training coaches industry, but there's a habit of guys that like to be on the mat, that like to put themselves on their back. And that is the biggest pussy position I'm sorry for the women, ladies in here. Okay. Yeah, by now. What the fuck, right? Just wait until the middle. because here's all you have to do to be successful when you're on the mat is just get up. So these guys, you know, they put themselves in bad positions. They get up. But when you get up, what do you have to do? Fight. When it comes down to fighting, what do? They go back on the mat. Because all they have to do is just get up from the mat. Get the fuck away from those people quick. Because they're going to drain your shit. Drain you. There's going to be drama, all this bullshit. Get rid of them. So you've got, you know, it's okay to stay, go in survival, and a lot of people here are in success. I'm going to give you the market and give you 5 easy marketing things you can do to move to significance. Okay? I don't remember what else is on this slide. we become what we do in practice. You guys understand that, right? You don't have to be told that. It's really easy when you're working with coaches and strength people. You know, they understand all of this. Why we struggle. And this is going to be a little bit of an exercise. Friction points. You guys have heard this today, but I want to explain it a little different way. We hit friction points when our activities don't line up with our goals. Joe Meglio. Joe Meglio, 2 weeks ago, what time did you wake up? This is just going to hurt everyone's feelings. What time did you wake up 2 weeks ago? 8:30. I've had my second meal by 8:30. But we had to sit, as mastermind, we had to say, hey, Joe, you're saying you want to do all these things, but the person who has all those things, the person who's a high-level strength coach and runs, you know, has projects, they don't get up at 8:30. So your actions right now don't line up with your goals. You know, some people have said it's good to fake it till you make it. It's not good to fake it till you make it. But I'm going to tell you that in the minor leagues, I used to have a lot of private clients that I trained that were minor league players, and they used to bitch about not going to the big leagues. And I said, what would you do if you were a big league player? Oh, I'd get to the park at 12 o'clock. I'd take extra BT. I'd take extra ground balls. I would do all this bullshit. I said, well, why don't you do that now? Step into that role. Line up your actions, behavior. Now, here's the tough one, though. When your highest values and visions are in conflict or competition with low values, and I'm going to prove to you guys today that this might be a tough one to grasp, that probably maybe 90% of this room are probably fucking over their clients because you're not good at marketing. You're actually doing them a disservice. And I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. Okay? So you never want your highest values and visions to be in conflict with your lowest values. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to write down real quick, 60 seconds, your five highest values. And why don't you skew it towards your clients, right? Why don't you skew it towards your clients? So, you know, you heard Tyus talk about quality, results, all that kind of stuff. Just kind of skew it towards your five highest values with your clients. Yeah, like what they want to see, you know, like what, you know, so when it comes, what you want your clients to experience with you, right? So if the client was going to sit down and write down five things about your gym or your coaching facility or whatever it have, is, you know, is it results, quality, all those things. Real quick. Five quick ones. These should come out real quick. Should be pretty much near done. Now, what I'm going to say to you guys over the next few minutes is going to challenge your homeostasis. Everybody knows what that is, right? Anybody need a definition? Anybody want to give one? Nobody now doesn't want to say. She said, your homeostasis is like your warm little blanket. It's your mama. It's going to keep you cozy. You run back to it. You know, keeps everything cool, neutral. Anytime things get a little scary, you run back to homeostasis kicks in and you run back to it. Anytime things get challenging, anytime you got to press through a wall, homeostasis kicks in, right? So today is real easy. It's easy to sit in this room. Because you're with everybody you know, everybody is like you, and you got people up here that are singing your songs. They're your favorite group, and they're belting out the hits. And you guys are just nodding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's great. That's what these are for, to get you fired up, to see other people as examples and to lift you. You know, if you're a 6, you need to get around 10s, and maybe you'll become an 8. So that's what this is for. But there's some point where you've got to take that fire they give you, the energy you get off guys like Ricky and Brendan, and you've got to fucking start playing football. You got to put on the pads and you got to hit somebody. And that's when homeostasis is going to kick in. And where I see it kick in for a lot of guys is when it comes to marketing. You guys love to flex. You love to go to strength conferences and learn more about strength. Right? I've said this a million times. You probably have 99.9% of the knowledge you're ever going to need for any one of your clients. And guess what? The 1% that you don't have, I guarantee somebody else in this room has. I'm sure Zach will put something together if you guys communicate. You've got 10,000 times the knowledge and strength and conditioning you'll ever need for any of your clients. If the last 5 events you went to are all strength and conditioning seminars, I could tell you what your business looks like. And if your business is good, be very, very careful. Anybody ever read the book Good to Great? What's the first sentence of the book Good to Great? Good is the enemy of great. And if you've got a good business and the last five events you went to are fitness events and strength conferences, you're sitting on a fucking gold mine and you're too scared to get it. Your homeostasis is kicking in, so you like to go to strength conferences. You can flex. You got to get out of that. You got to challenge it. When homeostasis kicks in, you've got to go right through it. I'm going to tell you this. Rule number one, write this down. When it comes to marketing your business, don't be selfish with your gifts. Don't be selfish. How many people here have taken 50 pounds off somebody? Anybody taken 100 pounds off somebody? How many people have you guys taken 50 pounds off of? 104 people? That is not fitness. That is not strength. That is life-saving. Where would those people be if they hadn't found you? So my question is, just put your hands up. How many people have taken 50 pounds off someone? 30? More people? Everybody? I want you to look right now and think about that person that you took 50 pounds off or 30 pounds, and I want you to picture them, had they not found you, had they gone somewhere else, workout world, retro fitness, and remember we went to retro fitness for that shake? Where's the big man? Remember that? We were just like, the fuck is going on in this place, man? It was like they were selling ties and shit. Like it was. The guy didn't even remember. The guy was like such a dick. He didn't say hello. Like we were just like, you know. Big man's touchy about his hellos, man. I tell you that. Big man wants a greeting. Yeah. But you guys have to. Now picture where they'll go. They'll go to some shit place with people that don't care, that won't come to something like this, that won't have the attributes and the characteristics in themselves that they recognize in another. So now when you say, boy, Zach's a badass and he's kicking ass. No. Yes, he is. But you are too, because you've recognized it. You've recognized it. You're the badass. And then picture where that person would be 10 years from now. 50 pounds, they might be dead. You can't be selfish with your gifts. You've been given a gift to care about people enough, to think about their health. You have the knowledge. You've studied. You've prepared. And the way that people are going to find out about you is through marketing. Now, there's lots of ways to market. Some people have a definition of it, of, you know, it's all like, you know, hard pressure shit. No. I've never hard pressured sold anything in my life. Right, but when you don't go through your marketing, you don't go through your proper marketing. Here's what you're doing: your homeostasis is kicking in, and you're protecting yourself. You're protecting yourself from the criticism of others. You're protecting yourself from the people that are going to write you fuck you emails. Guess what? How many people have had a fuck you email today? Rest of you aren't doing anything. Rest of you aren't doing anything. You should be getting a fuck you email daily. Somebody should be telling you, stop emailing me, get off, or somebody should be complaining about you daily. Because if you're not doing that, you're just staying in that happy little gray zone. Like Quattro Deuce talked about, the 85% of people, you're just staying in there. Maybe you creep towards that 15%, but you're not going to the 3 that he was talking about. Because you're scared to go to the 3. Because you know what happens when you become a leader and you go to that 3% he was talking about? What happens? Criticism. Critics. Half this country hates the president. Last president, too. One before that. Are you willing to have half the people hate you? Well, if you want to do anything, yeah. Yeah, you have to. Because you're focused, too many times we're focused on the 50% of the people that criticize us. But how do they get a vote in your life? How do we allow them into your house and they have a vote? You know? So you got people, you got 50% of the people that if you get your message out there, you could change their life, potentially save their life, and they're going to someone who cares. Do you want them to go to somebody who's not cared? Or you're willing about the 50%, the other 50% of the people that are stealing money off your dresser and clogging the toilet. They don't care about you. You're protecting yourself against those people who are insignificant, and you're neglecting, and you're being selfish and protecting yourself with your gifts that you can give to others. So we got to kick that. So number one, don't be selfish. Get out and market. Here's a real quick one. Don't shortchange your clients. Who does primarily like general fitness population training? Okay, we'll do you, Mike, because I know better. All right, so in order to lose weight, what do people need? Write them down. Number one is what? So they need a training program, right? What's number two?
Nutrition.
Okay, what's number three?
Accountability.
Okay, accountability. They need supplements?
No.
Okay, what else do you teach? What's number four?
Elimination. That's how to get rid of as much clutter as possible.
Okay, and write it down. What else? How many people think you need supplements? Nobody? Okay. What's five? What else do they need?
Me?
Do they need a support group?
Yeah.
Okay. How many of those things are you providing as a paid service? Or and how, versus how many things you're providing as a service and then hoping the rest happen?
Paid service?
How many of those are paid services?
Four out of five.
Okay. You've got an accountability program as a paid service? Define it. You're doing like we do? You're doing daily check-ins?
We have a Facebook group.
Do you check in with them?
Oh, yeah, I'm always on there.
Okay, that's not bad. So you're not bad. How many of you are not providing your clients with all those services? You're not giving them what they need. You're screwing them over. If you don't have a support group, if you don't, you know, some people, I know there's some people in here that do believe supplements are important. If you don't have nutrition plans for them, if you don't have custom nutrition plans, if you don't have somebody, an accountability partner that they link up with in your gym, if you don't have a support group that maybe meets once a week to go out and shop, maybe one week you guys do a healthy shopping trip, maybe the next week you go out a healthy dinner trip, maybe the next week you go out healthy drinks, you know, how to not go chug 20 beers but still have some drinks and have a good time, right? Maybe another time you go do something fun and recreational that is exercise but doesn't seem like exercise. What else is, if you take and make a fat person skinny, what else are they going to need? Clothes. Yeah. Bring in any, all the women who are working with women, or you better have somebody who's going to take them out shopping. Because not only do you want them to help that, but you want to be there when they're buying their new clothes. Right? You're changing their life. You want to be there for that moment. That's important. What else is going to happen? You take 50 pounds off someone in 6 months, is their life going to be different? Absolutely. No. What the fuck? Yeah.
We just had a woman that was afraid to join the gym. Her brother, she's really overweight, needs to lose more than 100 pounds. And she came in, and after, it was 6 weeks, she came up to me, and she was super excited because she had gone to Anthropologie, which is like a women's clothing store that opened in our town, and she bought a top there, and she's never ever been able to buy anything there because she couldn't fit in to clothing there. So that's just
crying to us.
Yeah.
You want the picture? You want to go there and buy it?
Yeah. Yeah.
She take a picture. Here we are buying her skinny top.
Yeah. She came in with a picture. Yeah. I should have been there.
Yeah. What's the biggest problem with people that lose weight? The number one problem when they're done losing, what do they do? We've got a program in place to support them.
We've got. Hey, everyone here's got 12 weeks, 10 pounds, super body, super 2000, multi fat blast camp. Everybody's got them. You got lifetime weight loss support, healthy living, healthy weight support. For the guys who are training athletes, what's every athlete going to have? Injuries. You got, you know, Vinny Gabriel, he'll be here tomorrow. He's got a massage therapist. He's got ART comes in. He's got a chiropractor comes in. He's got his athletes covered. Because if you're working them out and you're crushing them and you're not giving them ART and massage and chiropractor, you're fucking them over. Give them what they need to succeed. Because when you go to a doctor and you break your arm and he just sets the arm and he goes, oh, no, we just set arms here. You go somewhere else, they'll do the cast. No, you want him to do fucking everything. And what are you willing to do when you've broken your arm? What if it costs money? You willing to pay it? Yeah. People will empty out their bank account when there's a problem. And if somebody comes to you 50 pounds overweight, 30 pounds overweight, as we say in baseball, the minute a pitcher's performance starts to dip and starts to become erratic, he is in a state of injury. And if you want to ignore it, you can ignore it. But that guy's going to end up on the operating table if you don't do something about it. And the quicker you do something about it, the better. Somebody comes into you 30 pounds overweight, they are in a state of fucking emergency because they are 20 pounds away from being seriously obese. you have to intervene just as if you were a medical doctor and somebody comes in pounding, holding their chest. And why shouldn't you do it? You have the ability to do it. Don't be selfish with your gifts. You have to understand what your clients need from top to bottom and be that full service person. Because guess what? If somebody comes to your super 2,000 body weight fat blast and drops 20 pounds, and then they stop coming and they put it back on, you know what they say? Do they say, you know, I really didn't commit to the plan. I should really stick to those things better. I should really fulfill my commitments and really stick to what the goals I set and really hold myself accountable and tell myself honest truth all the time. That's really what I should do next time. No, what do they do? I did that fucking program. Yeah, well, now I've gained it all back. And who are they blaming? Every time. You have to have that program in place. If you train an athlete and that athlete gets an injury and you haven't given them the resources or the prehab to deal with what you know will be injuries, you're fucking them over and you shouldn't be taking their money. Especially when you guys know better. You know exactly what they need. You know exactly what every person that walks in the door needs, top to bottom. Give it to them. That's what they want. You don't tell them about an injury that could possibly be happen. Actually, Vinny, too. We know a lot about Vinny's business because we had our office in there in his gym at one time. He had an ACL seminar for girls. Remember, he came into us, we're like, what the fuck are you going to do an ACL seminar? We were like, do weight loss. And he was like, no, it's a big problem. Big problem. Thing was packed. We had a doctor there, dealt with ACL injuries. They taught him how to prevent them because enough girls had gone down with ACLs that the rest of the teams knew it was a big issue. So he addressed it. He gave his clients what they needed. Because if you don't give them what they need, they're going to piss you off. I mean, they're going to be pissed off at you when you didn't tell them that this was a problem. Everybody see that? What's that? What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Joe Pesh.
What was the first thing you looked at? When you realized that was the roster of the attendees, what did you do?
I didn't know it was the roster of attendees.
Who knew it was the roster of attendees when you looked at it? What's the first thing you did? But do you know how to spell your last name and first name?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it in print before?
On my checks and stuff.
But why the curiosity? I would think if you already know how to spell your name and you've already seen it in print that you wouldn't want to look at it again. If it were up there, I think you'd look at something else. Did anybody else find their name?
Yeah, everyone likes seeing their name.
Everyone likes seeing their name. Guess why? You are your favorite topic. Guess who else has a favorite topic? Client. You guys just learned the most powerful thing in marketing. Right, Chris? Where's Chris Lopez? Dude, I'm gonna make an example out of you. Everything in your marketing should be about your client. Get yourself out of the marketing. You are insignificant to the problem. You're insignificant. You come after. Watch a P90X commercial. They don't introduce Horton until like the 7th, 8th minute. What do? Guy in his basement. He's fat and he's ripped. A woman, right? That's all it is. Then they bring in Horton. Get yourself out of your marketing. Make it all about your client. Completely outwardly focused about them. Has nothing to do with you. Talk about your other clients. Show them. I'm going to show you how to do testimonials in a little bit, how to get them easy. But just like you guys, we don't do this anymore, but we're all old enough to remember getting pictures, right? You get a picture of a party, you flip through, what's the first thing you look at? Yourself, right? A big family picture, where do you go? Yourself. But when your client reads your ads, reads your brochures, so goes to your website, you know what they're trying to find there? They're trying to find themselves in the words. That's why the P90X commercial's killing it with all those shitty home videos. Because it's a dude in his basement. I got a basement, and I'm a dude. You're qualified. That's it. But that's, you don't miss that lesson. Right? So Chris, our buddy Chris Lopez, and this is said with pure love. But Chris put out a video that he's, in one of our mastermind groups, and he put out a video of, you love that fucker, right? You love that shit, because it's fucking slow motion. It's like, I have to pull up. you know, it's Chris. It's his favorite topic. But everybody else has to now find themselves in you. And guess what? You guys are all in a state of conditioning here and all in a state of your average client is going to have a hard time finding themselves in you. A really hard time finding themselves in you. You've got to meet them where they are. A good teacher meets their student where they are and takes them and directs them where they need to go. And that's what you got. Get yourself out of it. Make it all about your client. I don't know what I have next. Talk to one person. You know why you guys love Zach? I'll tell you why you guys love him. It looks like he's having a conversation with you. That's what it is. It's him talking to you, and he shares personal stuff. He lets it out. He doesn't hold back. And you are in. You guys all. How many guys are meeting him for the first time? And how many people feel like you know him already? Yeah, because he's not saying, "Hey, strength and conditioning community," you know, saying, "Hey, what's up?" You know, Zach Evanesh here. Hey, you know. Hold on, let me work up to it. I got to get some water because I got to get that. Yo, Zach, I really got to get it. Hold on. I'll do it. I'll spontaneously do it. I rolled. I rolled over and conceived the boy. But that's why you. So not only do you have to make your client, make your prospect, your client, your brochures, websites, flyers, whatever you're using, your cards, make them the star of that, right? But you've got to talk to them one person at a time. You can't talk to 100,000 people at a time. It doesn't work. Let me show you a good example. You see this ad? Now, I looked at this ad. Now, I have ADHD and OCD. Fucking look it up, man. You're looking at like 0.1% of 1% here. Okay, there's more Navy SEALs than there are fucked up people like me. All right, I'll tell you that much. But you know, it is a healthy balance. It's not so much good for TC and my wife, but it's good for me. So I looked at this. I said, wow, they're talking to two different people. But you know what is a common also diagnosis with dyslexia is ADHD. So how many of you would have saw that ad would have stopped? Anybody got to have ADHD? Yeah, the people. If you have it, guess what you do? That thing jumps off the paper at you. You couldn't not read it because it's written to me. Is it written to? Is it? You know, maybe another good headline. Like, are you fucked up? Yeah, I read that. You know, but they're selling this ADHD thing, and so if you've got it, it leaps out at you. Right? It totally leaps out at you when you write to one person. And you make your client the star. So we did a thing at our last seminar, the last GFGI seminar, for this guy, AJ. He had 11 pictures of himself on the website before anything else. So we changed his website, and we took one of his clients, made the client the star, and it was how this great neck, New York, how this great neck woman lost 105 pounds. That was the newspaper headline. Now, you guys were blown by that. But if you're a woman in great neck, and you need to lose some weight, you are locking on to that fucker. And you're reading every single word because we made a result they want, the star, and maybe, I don't know, maybe tomorrow we can read that if there's any time. We can read it. Yeah. But, you know, it'll take probably 10 or 15 minutes. Tomorrow. I'll read it to you. But I rewrote it for him. So we did a little competition that his thing was like Life Fuel Fitness 2000 or whatever, and mine was Awesome Great Neck Workouts. And I made his client the star, and he made himself the star. Now, AJ's a great dude, and he took the advice to heart. But this is an example of what you got to do. So if you're teaching fat loss, you're teaching muscle building, and you're teaching athletes, guess what you need? Yeah, three different messages. Testimonials. This is important. You can change your business with testimonials. Our baseball business, which I don't even know if anybody here even knows, that my primary business is we're the biggest baseball instruction company in the world. And our business is driven by testimonials. It's not a secret. You'd have to be mildly observant to notice it. So here are the three testimonials that you need. Number one, that you can do it. You're qualified. You're qualified. You have the base, right? The second type of testimonial is that you can do it for the average person. So if you're talking weight loss, that you can take 20 pounds off someone. If you're doing it for athletes, that you can take a JV guy, sit on the bench, and make him a JV starter. It's the average guy. Then you could do it for someone worse off or an extreme case. So 100 pounds, an extreme case. You take a kid who got cut from the freshman team, and the next year he's starting varsity. That's an extreme case. So you need to do three things, okay? How to get them. Does anybody here have any struggle with this? Everybody, right? How to get testimonials? Everybody does, right? Because you're afraid to ask, and you don't know, you don't want to seem pushy, right? Who's that protecting? Protecting you, and who is it screwing? Your clients and every other client that you can transform their lives. So when you think, maybe I don't want to ask this person for a testimonial, I want you to think about the fat lady that might be dead in 2 years if they don't meet you. And that one testimonial might tip you over the edge. I can show you how to get a testimonial. I can get a testimonial out of anyone in this room right now about this event. And it's exactly how you should do it for your clients. Jason.
Yes.
Having a good time?
Awesome time.
What was your favorite part? Anyone. It doesn't have to be your favorite. Oh, our favorite.
I don't know. Ricky was awesome.
Okay. What do you think is like the biggest change you would see in your business if using what you learned from Ricky?
Probably to incorporate more of the family-oriented atmosphere and motivation he gets from that.
I'm curious. Did you really get like that he was just a really down-to-earth, solid dude?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why okay. I kind of related to him.
You know what would really help Ricky? If you could just kind of jot down those. Or Ricky could write it up, what you just said. Because sometimes we have, our biggest problem is with this seminar is people sometimes just don't believe it's going to be a real deal. Is that cool?
Awesome. Got it.
Done. Somebody walks out of your facility sweating their balls off. You're working hard. Oh, that was a killer. Really? What was the hardest part? Oh, the abs thing. Yeah, but how do your abs feel? How do they look? Oh, they look great. They look like, you know, I hate those exercises though, but my abs look great. Hey, you know what would be really helpful to help us out? Would you mind if we just kind of wrote that up and then we'll send it to you to prove it? Because, you know, hey, the workout was killer, but look at my abs now. And, you know, you'll hate, when you're working out, but you'll love the way your abs look. And then you write it for them and then give it to them and then have them okay it. Done. So you went from a person that you would have walked by in your gym going, got a great workout, killer, all right, see you tomorrow. Yeah, you protected yourself and you screwed your potential client. No, son. Son, this is my seminar. This is the underground seminar, son. Zach Evanesh. Sit down, son. You crazy kids. Take care. Comb your hair.
I wish we had it on video. But when I do this, I leverage technology, and I like to use the videos. So when we have like conference like this or the certifications, I always go at the end or before they're going to leave. I'll say, is it all right if we do, Lisa? Right? I say, Lisa, are you okay? Like, give me a couple words about, you know, your experience here. I don't really like to be on camera. And then I'll say, it's easy. I'll just ask you a couple questions. Just be you. If she's like, I really don't want to do it, then I'll go with like, I'll ask her if she could like send me a couple things through email. But if she does want to do it, we'll do this. I won't use it though. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so this is exactly how I would do it. Check it out. Pretty easy, turn around. So I say, hey guys, what's up? Zach here. We are at the Underground Strength Conference, the first ever conference. It's kicking ass right now. Uncle Paulie is up. And I just want to get a quick testimonial or a couple good words here from Lisa. And I'm just going to ask her a couple questions, see what she thinks of it so far. So Lisa, just tell everybody first and last name where you're from.
Lisa
Chavez, D.C. Awesome. So huge thanks for coming out. What motivated you to just come out here in the first place?
You're amped up, motivated. I want to kick ass in my business, and I thought there's no place better to learn how to than from all your awesome speakers.
Awesome. So we're not even done with the first day. We still got Q&A. We got Uncle Paulie eating all the candy. Okay, nothing new. He tends to have those binging episodes. But what is one, like, the favorite thing that you got out of today? Is there a favorite thing that you had or something that really hit home to you?
Oh, my. I don't know if I can pick a favorite. It's all just incredible.
What would be
Okay, we're here with Uncle Paulie. What's something that's hit home with him that he's spoken about that really makes you feel like you'll be able to apply it?
Actually, let me go back to Rick Damon. His really spoke to me. It was just the whole thing from starting from nothing, you know, feeling like shit, feeling like he wasn't going to amount to anything, like didn't know what to do, didn't have direction, and just picking himself up and just opening his gym. I mean, that was an incredibly powerful story. That really hit home with me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming out here. Guys, there you go. Lisa said it, and Rick D so far is favorite. And we'll get more good words back to you to let you know what's going on at the Underground Strength Conference. Later.
Boom.
So pretty simple, you know, real quick, and I just, you know, just talk natural. Don't try to pretend or push for something. She couldn't come up with an answer, a little bit nervous in front of the camera, that's fine. Then just ask another question. Just say, what about right now? Did anything like really hit home to you? So it'll, when a parent will say something to me, I will say, are you okay? You know, can I do a quick interview with you about, you know, what your experiences have been as a parent with, you know, I'll just say with Johnny coming here. And if they say sure, then I'll do it. I'll say if not, I go, what if I shoot you a couple questions through the email? Are you okay with that? And they're more than willing to do it one way or the other, because they've seen the good that it's done for their child. So if it's for your trained adults, the good it's done with them. Just ask them questions, simple questions. Talk to us, what's your name, where are you from? You know, what were you thinking when you got here? That psychology helps the connection. So if Brad's an adult coming to my gym, he's like, I seen you on YouTube, I was kind of nervous about this place, you guys are doing all this freaky shit, and I got here and I was actually kind of shocked that you guys didn't crush me in the beginning. All the coaches here really cared about me. And I'll say, awesome. So how's it been like the past few weeks? Like, what are you feeling physically, emotionally? It's gonna be like, dude, I've got tons more energy. My pants are a little bit looser on me. I'm eating better. I just feel like a million bucks, man. Brad, you're the man. Thank you so much. We love having you here. And then I make sure that I finish off. Paulie and I spoke about this at GFGI about being strategic. As I'll say, guys, there you have it. We got Brad McLeod started here at the Underground. Was a little bit nervous. He's kicking ass. He's only been here for 3 weeks. If you guys got questions or want to learn more info about us, just go to undergroundstrengthclub.com. There's information there. You can sign up for a free trial workout. And we're looking forward to seeing you there. So I make sure that I give them direction and things to do. And what I call that is like a sales robot. So the robots are working for, you know, doing the work while I'm not actually like doing it in person, if that makes sense.
Yep, cool.
I want you guys to look back and when you get tonight or later on, you make a list of every excuse why somebody would not come to your gym. Right? It's too far. I think it's going to be big heavy weights. I think it's going to be a bunch of meatheads. The workouts look too hard. I don't know anybody. Blah, 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 blah. I'm too fat. I'm too out of shape. And then what you do is how you use your testimonials is you get a testimonial that overcomes every one of those objections. So you get the person that says, I thought these guys were just a bunch of, you know, heavy weights and you guys screaming and meatheads, but they weren't. They were really cool and they were really friendly when I got there, blah, blah, blah. You know, I thought I was way too out of shape and I thought I could never work out, but look at me now, I lost 100 pounds. So you want to use your testimonials, like Zach said, strategically to overcome the objections that people will have. Because remember, if you're just throwing out, he's awesome, he's awesome, he's awesome, he's awesome, he's awesome, they can't find themselves there. They have to take their problem, morph it into what you being awesome, and then in their mind can conclude that he's so awesome, he must know my problem. But you have to understand that the people that are coming to you have probably already tried a bunch of things, failed a bunch of things. You've got to go through each one of those objections, make a list, and then when you hear an excuse from someone on the phone, we tend to get fired up when somebody says, it's too expensive. Don't get fired up. You write that down and say, now I know, because there was one guy who thought it was too expensive. He tried it, and now look, he says now it's the cheapest investment he ever made because he's lost so much weight. That makes sense? Look for your objections and match up your testimonials. All right? So real quick, email every day, every single day. If you're not emailing every day, you're not doing anything. Email every day. You have a list of people. Hopefully you guys have people going to a website, putting in your email address. I think we probably don't need to cover that. You email every single day. I can give you 15 emails that happen to you today if you don't think you know what to write. Does anybody don't think they know what to write every day? Okay. Okay. All right, an example. Who wants to be a volunteer? Okay. What's your name?
Jeremy.
What happened to you today? Who's your favorite speaker today? Did you like Quattro?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know today? My name's Jeremy. Hey, guys, Jeremy here. Just want to let you know, man, I am at this unbelievable conference, and I heard a Navy SEAL speak. His name was Quattro Deuce. This guy's total badass. And you know what I learned about Navy SEALs? They work their ass off. And when they're, you know, and that's the key. Not only do Navy SEALs need to work their ass off, we need to work their ass off. We need to be a team like them. This, you know, our community here at our business, whatever, blah, that's a team, blah, 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 end of email. Email done. Okay? Did you brush your teeth this morning? I was brushing my teeth this morning, and you know what I realized? I brush my teeth every single morning because I don't want my breath to stink. You know, it sounds funny to say, but we need to, just like you need to brush your teeth every day, we need to train every day, do something, 20 minutes a day, walk, eat right, do something simple. Take a shit now, okay. Get you on the psyllium husk, man. That'll get some shit moving. Email every day. Don't overlook your experiences. You can take any experience. You can make a list of 500 emails of just as happened in any one speech. Right? You could take anything that Ricky said. You know, I was listening to this speaker, and he was talking about hard times. You know, that made me think about you guys and going through the weight loss class, that sometimes people struggle with weight loss. You're going to hit some hard times. You're going to hit some times where your weight stalled. But this guy was talking about how he pushed through those hard times and he grinded it out and he came through on the other side. We need to do the same thing here. You need to stay with your workouts. People have come to your website, put their email address in. They want to hear from you. And if you don't send them an email, you're protecting who? And you're screwing who? All right? Don't screw your clients. Okay? Everyday email. Everyday email at the same time. Who has a favorite TV show? What's your show? When's it on?
I don't know.
Okay, who has a show they watch, like, who has, like, a network show? Yes. What is it? When's it on? What time? 9. If this Sunday night you tuned in at 9 o'clock and there was no explanation and it wasn't there, you'd be pissed, right? Super pissed. That's how people feel when they don't hear from you on a regular, consistent, timely basis. So what if you tuned into the Tonight Show and Jay Leno just didn't want to do a Tonight Show today? That's not going to happen. So you guys have to email your list every day at a certain time. So they expect it. They're looking for it. Are you going to get fuck you emails? Guaranteed. In fact, here's what we know. When we send out an email to our list, if we've got 10 unsubscribes and 5 fuck yous in the first 10 minutes, we're like this. Fuck yeah. Today's going to be a great day. Because you know why? That means people are opening them and reading them. Right? I don't give a shit. I don't even let it get to me every once in a while, right? There's one, always one. I'll be like, you know what this motherfucker said to me on email? You know, this kid's got no respect today. Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah. I got one kid who had a really weird last name, and I Googled him, and up comes his high school team website with all the coaches' emails. And I copy all the coaches' emails. I said, I'm going to send your email. And he was telling me, you know, you fuck goats, he wrote and shit, and, you know, in my email. And I said, oh, how about I send this all? And it was like St. Mary's Academy of the, and I was like, I'll copy all these coaches. He was like, no, I was just going around. And I just fucked with him. I let this kid, and I was like, well, it's all about the lawyers now. And he's like, you're going to sue me? I said, probably not. We're going to sue your parents because you're like a little kid. But I stopped. That's just immature. I don't do that anymore. But that was, you know, every once in a while that shit was fun. Heard them through one gate. One gate. How many of you guys got on your, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, follow me on LinkedIn, follow me on Pinterest, call me, email me, text me, smoke signals, barking dogs, you got everything, right? Do you know what that message sends to her? It does two things. It scatters your leads across a field that you can't possibly follow up with effectively. Can't do it. So you got one person going to Pinterest, one person going to Facebook, one person going to email. So now you've created 5 jobs for yourself. And those marketing jobs have to be equally good versus call this number, put your email address in here, or, you know, call and leave a message or fill out this one gate. And you know what it also says when you got all these things? You're not going to be chasing this fucking guy down everywhere trying to find him. Where do I find him? How many times do you get this where you got an email from somebody, a phone call, a text, and a Facebook? And they're trying to get you any way they can. You know what they're saying? They don't know where to get you. One gate. I don't care what it is. Email, phone, web form, phone number. If you can do phone number to a live person, that's the best one. And then whatever you put that gate, so let's say it's a phone number, you tell them exactly what's going to happen when they call. You're going to call our front desk, and this is a thing we scripted for Vince. You're going to talk to Sandy. Sandy kind of runs the place around here, keeps us sane. All she'll do is she'll ask you for information. She'll tell you what programs we have. No pressure, no nothing, and we'll just get you all any information that you need. So don't worry. Sandy is just our assistant here, and so there's no high pressure sales stuff like those other gyms. Don't be afraid to dig the knife a little bit, right? They're your competitors. It's not show friends. Okay? Video every day. Okay? I'm going to give you a great example. Did Chandler stepped out? He's like, Brian Moran's not here, but Brian, we always say, is like my little brother, and Chandler is like our really awesome stepbrother who has a collection of Playboys that's moved in. And so I love Chandler. So this is my favorite video that Chandler made with his own style, and it's called How to Get a Bigger Johnson.
Well, Scott Culver's, man cave. Been a while since I answered a question, and coincidentally, I've got my absurd question of the month ready for you. It's a pretty long one, so I'll take it step by step. I'll read it out first, and then I'll tackle it. Here we go. It says, hey, Bandler, but then I shower afterwards, and I feel totally weird about it. Showers in my gym are open, communal style, so it's just a bunch of swinging dicks, and I freak out. And my friends think I'm complete fucking because of that. You shower at the gym? Any advice on that? Kind of saves game to get naked and all. Thanks for the help, yo. Well, it's a multi-tier question, so it deserves a multi-tiered answer. Here we go.
Says, are communal showers gay?
First things first. There's absolutely nothing wrong with communal showers. They happen in the military and in locker rooms, in high school, college, and the pros. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. As long as you follow proper etiquette. I think it's the same etiquette you should follow if you're peeing at a urinal. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your eyes either straight down or straight forward. Nowhere else. Well, absolutely. But I do shower myself. You see, I work with a lot of high school kids, and given my face right the way it is, kind of mustached and kind of dirty man, I feel like it's not necessarily screaming innocent, and I don't want to get thrust into a Sandusky situation. So I personally shower myself, but I feel like as long as you're in a communal shower and following proper etiquette, there's absolutely no issue with that.
One more piece of advice.
Another underlying issue might be your lack of self-esteem. Maybe you're a little self-conscious about the heat you're packing versus your buddies to your left and to your right. Well, with that, I might say, number one, go back to my rules of etiquette. Keep your eyes down. And number two, I got a couple tricks that might allow you to have the illusion of having, a bigger member. Number one, trim your bush back, dude. Not to satisfy me like a sniper in the bush. Trim it back, it's going to add automatically 2 inches. Now, number two, and this pertains to getting swole. Number two, get trim. Get lean. Don't be fat. If you're fat, number one, you're not going to look like you got a big Johnson. And number two, people that are fat typically have high-fat diets, and when you're trying to perform in the bedroom, if you have a high-fat diet, you can't get, pulled on like that. So, clean up your diet, get lean, trim your bush, and that'll automatically give you a bigger unit. Hope that helps, buddy. Don't make it weird or anything. Keep your eyes down. Take what I give you. Get swole, kick ass, take names. Have a good night, soldiers. Manly.
All right, so Chandler came to the seminar. He saw everything that Zach was doing with videos. Oh. Wait, hold on. doing? What are we doing? He saw everything that Zach was doing. Now, a lot of guys go out and they try to copy Zach, and they do what Zach does. He took the mechanics of it, daily video, personal stories, took his own personality. Zach couldn't do that video. I couldn't do that video. We've come to know that there's only one person in the world that can do those videos, and that's Chandler. So I wrote down a couple tips that I think will help. I think my PowerPoint's been hijacked.
What do you think you're doing, Paul Reddick? Trying to steal my thunder? I suggest you sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up before I smoke your ass, dog. Listen, I applaud you for momentarily prying Zach's man crushes off his nutsack. The fact is, I'm going to have to get you to sit this one out. Because clearly, you lack the testicular fortitude necessary to deliver the goods, as well as the fact that you're suffering from a bad taste of mammal penis envy. Grab the pineapple to show you how to fuck these undergrounders up with some serious truth. Mandler style.
I give you Chandler Marchman. Not great exit entrance. Boy, did that not go the way we thought it was going to go. Let's do that again. Let's do it. Want to try it again? Let's do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. You want to do it again? All right, go out. Go out. Let's do it again. Let's pretend that never happened.
Let me get a cigarette.
Well, it's supposed to be this grand entrance with the fog machine and
that's awesome. That's awesome. Give him a round of applause.
Take what Chandler's doing on his video. I thought I'd bring you the genuine article. There it is.
That was close to being awesome, but
that was absolutely nothing like me.
I was gonna come out here, you know, Kenny Powers style, and you know, give a "you're welcome," but now I gotta give like a "sorry." All right, because I don't want to get sidetracked. I'm ADHD too, and it kind of gets me off track, goes on rants and whatnot. So, got a little cheat sheet. It's gonna keep me from talking about dicks and other stupid stuff like a period. I don't know if any of y'all saw it. No? Yeah. How many people have seen any of my videos besides the one today? Okay. Not all of them are necessarily just about strength and conditioning. And the second I got away from doing just the boring stuff that everyone is already doing, is the time when it started to really come together for me in my gym. But just to give you a quick heads up, Chandler Marchman, online stuff, call myself Mandler. That was from my college days, back when I was way sweeter than I am right now. But anyway, back to the point. Videos. This lady said, it's flat and cheap. Alright, first off, why videos? For me, it's the best way to get my personality across. I'm a firm believer in the fact that every one of us is in here because they have a personality-driven business. If you don't realize that yet, then you should. I mean, every one of you has something unique about you, and it's more importantly going to be about the personality you have and how you deliver what you are delivering with your, you know, with whatever your business is, whether it be strength, kettlebell stuff, whatever it might be. The sooner you realize that no one's reinventing the squat or no one's reinventing the swing, you got to figure out a way to really deliver in your own special, unique way. And if you notice, the guys that are presenting, they all deliver it in kind of a different way. Zach, perfect example. Now, Elliot, who's going to talk tomorrow, perfect example. They're all unique and different. They take what is, you know, very common knowledge for all of us, form work and everything like that, and they make it something special. They have more meaning behind it, and that's the most important thing you can take from any of the things I say or any of the guys you, you know, see here or hear here. It's the fact that it's unique, and it's a completely different approach with something that we're all doing. So be unique, number one. All right, videos are more time efficient. I'd much rather do a 3 to 5 minute entertaining talk or some training than a 30 minute to an hour vlog. No one cares about that. And it's, you know, it's just, I don't know. To me, it's a waste of time unless you're just you know, Mark Twain, you know, writing up a damn masterpiece. Do a video, short and quick. It has the capacity to go viral. You know, the best videos I have are the ones that I just kind of threw together as a joke. All right, they're not really delivering much, but entertainment. And one of the things that is most important for that is the fact that people like that personality. People are looking for some, you know, like for Zach, people are looking for some leader. Sooner I realized that I'm not really, I'm not Dave Tate, I'm not Louis Simmons or any of these big name strength guys, the faster I realized I could kind of get into something different and bring more attention to stuff. So that, like, my point was basically doing crazy shit to get attention. It worked, luckily for me, and you know, if you have the balls to do it, then hey, go ahead, do it. Just do something different. No one likes the same old shit. You know, no one wants the half-assed version of Louis Simmons. You know, people want the real deal, and I'm not Louis Simmons, or I'm not Dave Tater. I'm not going to be the guy that's just a masterful coach. So it doesn't mean I can't do it, but I had to offer something different, and that's my best approach. It's pretty much doing crazy, stupid stuff, but there is a method to madness. That's the most important thing you realize. All right, I'm going to get to what each video should have in it. Real easy. Number one, your goal with your videos should be just building community. Zach talked about the tribe. All right, he's building community. He's encouraging to ask questions, respond. He's encouraging interaction. When you do that, you're going to build a strong following. With me, I remember, you know, before I even called it the Soldiers. I mean, it was just. Didn't really have anything. I didn't feel like it was building much of a community or much of anything. And it's when I started treating them like a family, like I was talking directly to them and fixing their problems and kind of carrying on like an educated jackass, adding some entertainment to it, that it really kind of worked for me. So, number one, yeah, build a community. Addressing a problem. People are coming to you because they have a problem. Whether you're a gym guy or just an internet guy, you have to realize people are coming to you because there is a problem at hand. And the sooner you can address that, the better. So address the problem and come up with your own solution that kind of highlights your own personality. And just focus on being honest, intelligent, and entertaining. No one wants to be bored to death with an 8-minute tutorial on something that's just going to lull you to sleep. So be entertaining. Be fun. Be honest with everything. Have some method of madness, but just know you want to entertain people and you want to keep them coming back. We're making continuity based, so they're constantly coming back to you, like the episode that you're talking about. You want people to constantly come back to you and constantly view your stuff, okay? I talk about edutainment. It's education with entertainment in hand. So think of it like that. I'm educating the people I'm...
Just blew my mind.
Yeah, educating. I'm making up for it. That's how I roll. You know? But, all right. Another thing. Real important. I wasn't doing this initially, and it kind of screwed me over with some of my better videos, I thought was not sending them where I wanted them to go. Talk about a funnel. All right? If you don't have a funnel in place, you can have a really sweet video with a lot of views, but if you're not telling them what to do and where to go, it's not going to amount to shit. It's really not. Ultimately, you should be running your business and making money. You should be doing these videos because it attracts people to you and your business, and it allows you to make money off them. So if you don't tell them what to do, give them the verbal and visual cues, you know, say click the link below or visit this site or something like that, just telling them what to do, people want to follow you. So, you know, just tell them what to do, get a strong call to action like that, send them into your funnel so they can spend money on your solution to their problem, and you're going to be good to go. Keep people wanting more. Like I said, the episode of TV you get addicted to, you constantly want them coming back. You want to be the solution to their problems, and if you focus on being consistent with it, you're going to be good to go. Now, making videos. I, believe it or not, it usually takes me 3 to 5 takes on every video. Sometimes I nail them. Sometimes I do. Those are usually the ones that's just like, you know, right off the cuff. It's something funny, dumb question I get, and I enjoy answering those. Many of y'all have really ridiculous, stupid questions. I have the balls to answer them, so send them my way. Those are usually my best videos. I enjoy doing those the most. But consistency is key. All right, have an agenda with each one. All right. Every day, I don't do a video every day anymore. I could, but folks want emails, and I'm doing that. But having an agenda will keep you on task. If you just kind of roll into one, some people can do it. People like me, I'm really ADD. I can't do that shit. So I have to have an agenda, and when I do that, I need to know basically what the point is, what the problem is that I'm fixing, and where I want them to go. If you cover those things, your videos, if you kind of compile them, you're going to build a strong community. You're going to build a good list of loyal, paying customers, and that's exactly what you want. So another thing, with your videos, I took this from Paul. It makes perfect sense, especially with how you relate it to life and, kind of spitting game. Focus on importance ofs instead of how-tos. You don't want to get the pussy up for free. Sorry, ladies. You mentioned it, but again, don't give the pussy away for free. All right? So, you don't want to be. Okay, so that's.
Hey, yeah. You guys got that?
I go over again. I didn't say that. It just rolls off your tongue. It really does. All right, come on, everyone in this room, the back to the ladies,
right.
They all want it.
What do you guys got?
Why does it work?
Now you guys still know what, go out to the bars tonight. Let's see it roll off your tongue.
There's always going to be, out of 10 people, there's going to be one chick that will.
New Jersey girls will
always okay.
Be called bitches.
They love it. All right. After that, okay, getting back on task. All right, you got to have a call to action. I talked about sending them into your funnel, sending them where you want them to go. Give them a strong call to action. Tell them where to go to find out how you personally can fix their problem. That's what it's all about. You're fixing a problem. That's all you're doing. And if you're not sending them somewhere, getting to do something that gets them to where they are paying you, you're not doing your job as a businessman. All right, so have an agenda. Send them where you want them to go to spend money. And the most important thing, as far as like videos, do any of y'all have problems doing videos? You get kind of camera shy, anything like that. You find that there's little knowns in the camera that keep you from being able to say what you really want to say. You're just kind of like, you just like freeze. You know exactly what you're going to say, but you can't get it out. All right, there's a little edit button. Like there's a little trash can button on the camera. If there's a clip you don't want there, just fucking erase that shit. Or keep it rolling and edit that shit up. Alright? Real simple. I can't tell you how many times a kid's walked in while I'm doing a video. It's like, oh yeah, fuck.
Dog, kids, are
annoying shit, dude. You're on like a roll, well, you got a good one.
This is how you throw a curveball. Shut the fuck up!
It happens. But you can edit that shit in and out, man. It's all good. It's all good. Do it as long as it takes to get what you want out of that video. That's what you got to do. Sometimes, the video sales letters I'm having to do, those, like, some of them, the long ones, I'm just
natural.
Like,
it's not natural.
Yeah, it's not natural for me, so. But that leads me to the last thing. Be who you are. Let your personality shine. Be unique. Make sure you deliver something different. Don't be a puss. Don't try to emulate Zach or anyone else. Be you. That's the best thing you can do for your business. Being unique. Because that separates yourself. If you don't separate yourself, you're not doing dick. Alright? So learn to be unique. Throw yourself out there, get yourself out there, be the solution to people's problem, and don't be a pussy. I feel like one more. So. Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
great from you know, Zach said to me, make sure to make the point of saying that because now he's got this personality and this kind of, which is natural to him, he can now go in to do a lot of different things. Like he's doing business coaching now, he's doing service, he can go into a lot of different areas of personal development and all that. There's guys in this room, Brendan, if you're not doing videos on a daily basis, you're robbing people of that gift of communication that you have. Just keep going. Are you sure? You are. Don't, you know, get it out there. The people that are coming to your gym are attracted to you, attracted to that personality. Let more people experience that if you can change their lives. Quattro dudes, you should do, can I make this person smile every week? Pick out a real mean motherfucker and see if you can get in there. Let me see if I can make her smile. And have the camera come in behind you and see if you can do it. Your people will love that. They will love it. Everybody's got something they can do. Everyone.
And also, people now, before they show up to your gym, or they may not check your website. They may Google you or check on Facebook to see what's going on. So they'll actually look to see what you're doing on Facebook. So a friend of mine once told me that, you know, there was this one crew of coaches that were constantly had photos of their social life. So they're always, you know, with like a drink in their hand. Here and there, not a big deal. But if it's like, oh, I'm going to Zach's profile page, and everything is like, he's at the club, he's fucking fist pumping, he's like, what the fuck kind of group is this?
There he found out the other day, morning workouts in his underwear. That was a new one. Yeah. Well, we found that one, all right.
Hey, sometimes you gotta train in the boxes. You gotta do what you gotta do. But they're gonna research and kind of, they're gonna do their own background check on you, so to speak, because that's what people can do nowadays. So very important that, you know, whatever stuff you put online, know that it could be used against you or for you. So you should be doing as much great stuff as you can. Important takeaway from Chandler is the consistency. The fact that he's not afraid to answer quick. He's not like, hey, I won't answer that. So, like what Paulie said, is so here's, you know, if this was a circle, so now he's got his strength and conditioning, the gym, he's got a certification program. He could also do kind of like, you know, I don't know, Don't Be a Pussy weekends and things like that, where he's training them not just in the training, but with the nutrition, with the getting after it in life. So his business could have these multiple structures or like substructures. That's what makes for a real powerful business. Your income goes higher and you're helping more people. Don't be afraid. If people are telling you that's what they want, that's how I go and create stuff. The certification was created because I kept getting the emails and the phone calls about that. This came about because years ago, Ryan Lee used to hold bigger conferences and people were emailing me a lot saying there's no more conferences. Nobody wants to do these big conferences. And they were kind of telling me, hey, you got to really be the next guy to do a conference. So I just listened to them, and that's it. Chandler said, be strategic. When he made videos for his last e-course, he made the videos for me. Oh, the easiest. He spoke to them. He's like, Underground Strength Nation. He gave all the info, and then he said, click the link below, do this. It was just perfect.
Also, too, you know, he's a call to action at the end. Yeah. There's two things. Call to action is you got to drive them back to where you're going to capture their information and give them something of value. So one of the other coaching clients I have has a football program, and he had a whole tutorial on how to flip tires, the whole thing, when to do them and all that. Guess what? When they watch that video and you give them everything they know how to flip tires, that's the transaction's completed. And so now if you put out videos because you get likes, who does that serve? Your ego. So let me tell you, if you put out a video that's how to flip tires, and you put out, do you think that's going to help people really use tires effectively in their workout? You know what they're going to do. They're going to go out and try and flip a fucking 600-pound tire and, you know, hurt themselves. But if you did what I instructed my one client to do is why it's important for football players to flip tires. You tell them the importance of it. Then you say, at the end of this, hey, I put together a little report that will lay out exactly everything to know, safety tips, exactly how to do it, and how to structure it into your program. And if you go to the site, we'll give you that report free. They leave their email. Now you have a relationship. Now you have a relationship. And now you have the opportunity to now bring them along in your business, all right? So here's one, just let me tell you one little more funny thing about Chandler. I don't know if you can see that. I have the most fun when I'm with Chandler. We go to Florida a couple times a year, and I tried, you know, we hook up, and he's up here in Jersey. So this was the last time we were down in Florida. And man, did he get some looks, man. This was like a, you know, but we posted this on Facebook, and we gave the details of the meeting. You guys want to hear him? It was a three-part meeting. So part one, we took our last names and we divided it into two parts. We took Red March, and that is a plan to permanently dismantle Al-Qaeda and return awesomeness to the universe. That's a, if you want that question, we'll give it to you, man. Then part two of it was we took the other parts of our last name, Mandic, and we created a superhero with awesome powers of dripping testosterone, but scrapped that idea because no superhero would believe have that much human power. And then the third portion of the meeting is we listed 643 ways to be more awesome, but realized that we were doing 642 of them already, so we went out and killed a live panther. List completed. But you know, he just, you know, Chandler's an awesome guy. He literally was somewhat, none of that happened, by the way. But, you know, he went from really where you guys were sitting, you know, a couple years ago, and he built his reputation on video, which is why I wanted him to kind of come up here and talk to you about it. I should have took Rick Jackswell and Brian Moran. I didn't think to put that up there. But here's the last thing I'm going to share with you guys. Team, team, team. You talked about, you know, who serves you, who serves, what your actions, they line up with your goals, your bigger visions. When we do things that only serve yourselves, we go back to the idea of NFL football. You can't come to the sidelines and say, Coach, we ran a great play. Did you hear the crowd? They loved it. They loved it. What does the coach want to see?
Touchdown.
He wants to see the scoreboard light up. You measure shit on the scoreboard. That's the only way you keep score. So you can't just run the ball up and down the field and get the fans to cheer. Some point, and that's fantasy. That's me and TC in our Yankee uniforms. You're A-Rod. I'm not the fucking A-Rod. But that's what it is, just fantasy football. You've got to put the ball in the end zone. You've got to be a scorer. And to do that, you know, not only do you have to understand and look at your needs and how you're meeting others, but you absolutely need a team. You absolutely need a team because the energy you're going to get, is you can't muster up the energy by yourself to do all this shit. You can't. You need a team. Like we talked about, we have like a little secret group. A couple of guys are here in this room that every day we post our training sessions. We post what we're going to do, and we post some kind of contribution to the group. You cannot take anything from it. Only give. So by giving one thing every day, the other four guys, you're getting four things when you give one. And you need a team. And I'm going to tell you that the day I really understood where you get energy from was, like I said, I was director of Yogi Berra's baseball camp for 11 years. And our first camp, it was a kind of a big deal. I had pushed hard to have this camp to go out. And they had like sponsors and everything like that. And there was this great woman who ran the museum at the time named Rose Callie. If you guys ever seen those Matt Callie signs around, that's her family, Callie. She ran the museum. And so we're all set to go with this camp. It's like a month out. And she calls me in, hey, we got a great thing. I need you to come in for a meeting about the camp. Okay, fine, yeah. Sits me down. Guess what we're going to do? This camp's going to have girls in it. Fantastic, right? No offense, ladies, but I've never coached girls. You know, girls, baseball, it's a weird thing. You know, it's not softball. And so we're going to have girls. I'm like, great. Okay, fine, right? I'm all right. This sucks, you know? So I had to get a girl on staff, you know, to coach. And now I'm sitting there worried, okay, do I have to have a softball? We're going to put a softball in when the girl is up because you're not hitting a baseball. And so it was all this shit that was going through my head. 2 weeks out from the camp, she calls me, hey, we've got something great for the camp. Come on back in. She goes, awesome. We're going to have special needs kids in the camps. Even better. Because if I have zero experience working with girls, I have less experience working with special needs kids. So I am freaking the fuck out. Right? They're telling me one kid needs to have shots of insulin 3 times a day and all this kind of shit. And I'm thinking, like, now what the fuck's going to happen? Because what's going to happen when you get a bunch of 12-year-old kids together and you put a special needs in there? What do you run the risk of? The kid's going to get made fun of. Right? Is the kid going to slow up the camp? So we had 10% of the camp, so we had like 3 or 4 kids that were special needs kids. So I'm for 2 weeks, I am just freaking the fuck out. This has become what has come the biggest thing I was ever going to do at that time has now become like, I just want to run the other direction. Right? So they're the kids that came to the camp, and on the first day, all the kids assembled. So you know how that goes in any camp, right? Everybody's checking everybody out, seeing what the deal is. And
So I could see the kids talking a little bit. They were talking. You know, I could see they knew something was up, right? So it was okay. The first day went okay. It wasn't great. It was okay. I probably made it worse, you know? And so, but as the first day went on, I start getting like Superfly TNT because now I want to protect these kids. Because now I'm watching like every little kid. I'm waiting for the first one. I'm like, do it. One of you fuckers do it. You know, I'm waiting for them because I'm going to pounce all over them and make an example out of them, right? So I'm like, you know, got veins popping. It wasn't good. The second morning went okay too. Same thing though. I'm not enjoying it. The camp's kind of suffering. And after lunch on the second day, you know, you have like we watch a movie for they digest, and we go out, and we usually have like some kind of special game or whatever. But on this day, we had a speed guy, a guy named Bruce Bowers, buddy of mine. He's ever St. Anthony's basketball team, Jersey City. He's their coach, their speed coach. So he comes out and he puts out one of the ladders, right? So the kids are all doing, you know, all the drills, ladders, and they're motoring through and they're, you know, screaming. And there's a kid, Al, right? Al had Down syndrome. Al comes up to the ladder and he takes a couple steps and he stops. Puts it like this. So I'm like, here it is. Here it is. Because now for the first time, they're now slowing up the camp for everybody else. Right, we had really been careful not to, because they had assistance to help them around, not to make sure that the other kids weren't affected, you know, that their play wasn't affected if it took longer for them to, you know, get up to bat and stuff like that. So I freak out. I mean, this is heart in the bottom of my stomach, and I'm just like, oh my God, because I'm thinking two things. I don't want the camp to go bad. I don't want to have to yell at these kids and explain. And if I yell at the kids, am I embarrassing Al? You know, I don't want Al to be hurt. You know, all these things like in a split second. So I ran out to there and I got behind him. I got behind him. I'm like, Al, come on, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it. And Bruce Bowers gets in front of me. And at that moment, they took this picture. There was a photographer taking pictures the whole time. So that's Bruce, that's Al, and that's me. And at this moment, oh man. In the back, one of the kids starts going, one kid, Al, 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 Al. And the rest of the camp starts going, Al, Al, Al. And it was just, I mean, it was like fucking Rudy times Bad News Bears times Mighty Ducks. I mean, it was just like, and then he starts going, and he's going through, and he's going a little faster. And he finishes, and the fucking crowd, they erupt. And he goes running back. He's like, oh, God. You know, he's like, you know, there were fucks to give today, but no, I'm not giving a fuck, you know. And he's running back. And they picked him up, and they're, you know, jumping up and down. And it was the day that I knew you can't get your energy from yourself. You can't go through that ladder alone. And it took one guy, one kid decided he was going to start chanting. Not everybody chanted. One person stepped up. And, you know, it changed that kid's life. He stayed with us for 8 years. He graduated a counselor. He's now a junior at Montclair State University. And it's an unbelievable story, and it's just absolutely changed my life. That picture is in two places in my house where I can see it a lot. And I always say to myself, if that kid can get through that ladder, what fucking excuse do I have to, you know, I've got the team. I've got my guys. I can get the energy from them if I need it, and I give them energy too. The secret to your success will be somebody in this room. And I'll just tell you one last thing because it's important. About 5 years ago, talk about Ryan Lee, I was out in Connecticut. I just happened to be there. Ryan was doing this one-day thing. I called him up and said, hey, dude, I'm going to be in Connecticut. I have to stay anyhow. You want me to stop by? I'll help out at your thing. He's like, yeah. I sat down next to Jeff Cavalier. Jeff Cavalier is now one of my best friends. He was the PT for the Mets. We've built a business, made at least over $1 million. There's no fucking way we ever meet, even though we're in the same industry. It just wouldn't have happened. There's somebody in this room that you will get the energy from all the people around you, and there's somebody in this room that you will meet that will be the secret to your success. I promise you that. So I'm already like, I'm on the verge of like losing it. So I can't tell you what Zach means to me, but the fact that you guys are here supporting him means the world to me. So I appreciate you guys for coming out. And I'm done. Check to see if I have one more slide.
We have this joke, and Quattro Deuce knows our friend. We know Mark Devine, and Mark Devine runs Seal Fit. So we told Mark that we joke that if somebody like sleeps a little bit late, or he's like, I fucked up, I slept till, what'd you say, 5:45? I'm like, that's all right. Mark Devine already text messaged me and said, you're a pussy. Everything that like somebody doesn't do, like, right? So he actually left me a voicemail the other day. You were tearing up, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to fucking cry. So right when I was texting you back saying, Mark Twine heard you crying, and called me to tell you called me back, so I couldn't get a text.
We there was one day I slept late. We were like, Mark Twine woke up at 2:30 in California. I'm pretty sure that's what we did. Went over to his whiteboard, just crossed off.
It keeps going. We're like, yeah, now he has our face.
Is that he's like that car? Mark Devine just killed that.
He said, Mark Devine's throwing darts.
But one of the things we always do as a team, too, when you know, anything that I have, he has. And anything that he has, you know, I have. And, you know, it was funny because the last two phone calls we had Mark Devine with Mark, and it was like 11:55. We get on the phone and say, okay, I can hear everything. It was like 12:01. I was like, dude, stop the fucking phone. We're going to get yelled at. You know, the comments are, we're going to be late. We're going to fucking chew our asses out. He's like, all right, we're going to get on the phone. We're dialed. I get it. And then the last time with Warrior, he goes, we're going to get on the phone with Warrior. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous. He's like, why don't you be nervous about it? Dude, he's not like the really good Warrior or the average Warrior. He's the motherfucking ultimate Warrior.
He's just a dude.
No, wait, no, he's not, man. But, you know, it's, like I said, Zach's just a man,